Are you a copycat? The bell rang, and it was time for my favorite after-school class, the writing club.
Hello, everyone,
said Ms. Lindwell, our club teacher, as we sat down.
Today, you'll help each other to make your writing better. Sit with your partner, read each other's work, and give helpful ideas.
I felt nervous. I wasn't ready to share my story. Still, I handed it to my partner, Penny.
Here's mine, Lisa,
Penny said with a small, uneasy smile. As she passed hers to me, she looked uncomfortable as well. I started reading. Penny's story was about a dog named Sunny that saved a family from a storm. Wait, what's going on? My story was about a bird named Terry that rescued a boy from a hurricane. The animals and names were different, but the stories were almost the same. We were quiet for a moment.
Penny said. Our stories are really alike. Yeah, I thought so too,
I said slowly.
I got my idea from a website called Great Stories.
Penny blinked.
Wait, Great Stories? That's the website where I read Sunny the Brave. It was about a cat in a fire, but I changed the cat to a dog and the fire to a storm.
I told Penny.
I changed some things too. I thought it was fine if I didn't copy everything exactly. Me too. I didn't think it was wrong. I just wanted my story to sound good, Penny said. But both of our stories sound like the one from the website, I said.
We looked at each other.
Do you think that's a problem?
She asked.
I'm not sure. We didn't mean to copy, but it's not really our own idea either, I said.
There was a long pause. I thought about what Ms. Lindwell always asked us. What is your idea?
I think I need to write something new,
I said.
Something that actually comes from my own thoughts.
Penny agreed.
Yeah, me too. Even if it's not perfect, at least it'll be real.
We each opened our notebooks to a blank page. At first, I didn't know what I should write. The page looked huge and empty. I sat quietly and let my thoughts come slowly. I thought about times in my life, questions I asked, and things that made me laugh or feel curious. Now the page was full of possibilities. I started to write and let my ideas flow. That was the moment when I realized something important. Writing isn't about getting it perfect the first time. It's about trying and thinking quietly on your own and not being a copycat. This is how my real writing began. And in the end, it felt even better because it was truly mine.